Hello, you are listening to Linda Sims, and the name of my program is called A Voice of a People. Thank you for tuning in to WWGH 107.1 FM radio. You know what? We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also call in if you would like to be a part of the show, like to ask any questions or share any thoughts that you may have. Please call 740-383-9944. Yes, you can also do that. Okay, now you can also, one more thing, download a free app, and the name of that free app is called TuneIn on any electronic device, and search WWGH. Once you download TuneIn, it is there. It is just like another icon that you have on your phone, like Kroger's or things like that, which a lot of housewives are doing, getting coupons and stuff. Well, this is an app that will just stay on your phone anytime you want to hear what's going on WWGH. Just hit TuneIn and search WWGH and take advantage of all the talk show programs we have to offer you. Okay? All right. Let me share with you those who favorably support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Telephone number there is 740-382-8552. We have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Could you please lift up Pastor Peterson and her family in prayer? They laid her mother to rest this past Saturday, October the 24th. Please lift up their family. Her mother died of COVID. And those of you who have experienced losing loved ones due to COVID, you understand some of the trauma. I say trauma that they had to go through. I call it trauma because they couldn't even see their loved one until the day of the service. Okay. Inspect Ohio, your one call home inspection company with 27 years of experience working for you. They are located in LaRue, Ohio, and their telephone number is 740-262-0939. Okay, now I like to open up my show with a thought for today. That thought, let me get this really quick for you. I just had it here a moment. Nurture nature. That's the name of it, okay? I read the meat part earlier today. I was on at 11:15 with Tara Dyer. She's a candidate for county commissioners on a Democratic ticket. And she was my guest, and we had a really good time today. Now, thought for today, nurture nature. Many a philosophical debate arrives at the bottom line. We are naturally the way we are, or is it nurtured? Are we all pure in heart, but blinded by the impurities of the world? Are we all enlightened souls who have simply succumbed to illusion? Most of us have an intuitive response, which seems to acknowledge that there is goodness in everyone. It's simply sometimes hard to see. As we look at ourselves, maybe we even find it hard to see the good in ourselves. Perhaps we have been taught to see only the dark, the negative. Perhaps we grew up with others whose vision always landed on the negative. And I hope that, you know, many of us cannot attest to that, but there are some people who never see the good in anything, and not even in themselves. And those are the kind of people that you try to stay away from, Because, you know, instead of when you're feeling good, they make you feel bad, no matter how good you may feel. And, you know, it's a downer. So we don't want to think like that. We don't even want to have them type of friends who would not even receive good things from you and positive things from you and things that would enlighten the load or that they're trying to carry or see a brighter side or a better day coming, you know. So some people you can just beg to see a glimmer of blue sky one day. It's all cloudy, but there's a glimmer of blue sky, and they won't even see that. Okay, so when it comes to that, then sometimes it's best to move on. But who would choose to live in darkness? Let's pray, no one. We do not want to be comfortable being in darkness, just like right now going through the age of COVID, and we have to be locked up in our homes, not completely, but still, there was a time when the outbreak, like April, May, June, times like that, when we were almost in our homes all the time. And that leads to depression, anxiety. You know, so we don't want to choose to live in darkness. Who would choose to be a negative person? Maybe someone was brought up like that all their lives, but it's not a good life. We want to live a good life, a positive life, a life that is directed toward dreams and great expectations. Okay. Who would choose pessimism? Instead of being optimistic, you're pessimistic. I'm sorry. Okay. Probably very, very few. If only we could see the choice. Make a choice and see it before you actually really make a choice. Just let me look at both avenues, whether I choose this way or that way. What's going to happen? If only we could see the choice. That's why it is essential you find the good, however small, within yourself. Tend to it, nurture it, nourish it, just as you would the plants in your garden. Did you hear that? Did you get that? Huh? No matter how small within yourself, the good that you may find, okay? Tend it, nurture it, nourish it, just as you would the plants in your garden. When you focus on the good, the positive within yourself, you give it life. We want life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in our lives. You give it permission to grow and to be restored to your nature. The good has been there all along. See there? And you thought you were no good. You were just brought on this earth to mess up and to hold your head down and always see the glass half full instead of the glass, half empty instead of half full, right? I'm sure some of you understand what I'm saying. But find the good, okay? All right. You give it permission to grow, to be restored to your nature. That's where we want it. Planted in our nature, planted in our mind and in our heart and in our spirit, that there's good in me. Okay? The good has been there all along, simply out of your inner sight, out of your awareness. Some say, get a life. I know, I hear that a lot. They don't have a life. Get a life, get a life, get a life. Stop bothering me. Quit looking my way. Quit following me. You know, we may have to go to the same store and in the same department in the store. Doesn't mean I'm following you, right? Okay, there's some people like that, believe it or not. Some say, get a life. But this is how to give a life. That's what we should focus on. How to give a life. This is how to give life back to yourself. Wow. And that is to find the good, no matter how small it is in you, tend to it, nurture it, nourish it, just like you would a plant that's in your house. Okay. It says, this is how to give back to yourself, or do you prefer to live in the dark? No, no darkness. No, I want to be in the sunshine. I want to be in the light. And even if it's dark and gloomy, I want to imagine that the sun is out there shining bright, even though it's covered by the clouds. I thought that was such a beautiful thought for today. So hold on to that, okay? Nurture nature, right? Yes, absolutely. My guest today will be Rob Coons. He is a candidate on the Democratic ticket for the Clerk of Court of Marion County. He will be calling in by telephone. Now, Rob, he was also, I think, the head of the Marion Popcorn Festival, which was canceled this year. And we're going to talk to him a little bit about that also, as well as him running on the Democratic ticket for the Clerk of Courts. Okay? So he should be calling in any moment. Just hang on 1 second. I need to close the door. Alrighty, I'm back. Hope that didn't take long. I made a mad dash across the road. I'm glad I didn't fall down or trip, right? Oh, I know many of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Have you already voted? If you have, yay! Give yourself a pat on the back. They say that we are breaking record numbers in the attendance of early voting, and not only that, the mail-in ballots, okay, are breaking records. So it should be a good thing, and hopefully we will have an early determination of the president the day of November the 3rd. Don't forget, this is the week of October the 26th through the 30th, okay? You can vote at the early, vote early from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. at 240 West Church Street, I'm trying to catch my breath, at 240 West Church Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. And this is directly behind City Hall, which is across the street from that is the Nazarene Church. That's where your early vote, and you will be able to do that all this week until the 30th, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., now October the 31st, which is on a Saturday. Voting will take place from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Okay, maybe you can make note of some of these things. Okay, now if you are voting by mail, okay, it has to be, here's my call. Alrighty, here we go. Hello?
Hi, Linda, it's Rob Coons.
Hi, Rob, how are you today?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing fine. Doing fine. How's it going?
Doing well for this dreary Tuesday.
I was going to say that, but I let you do it. I was just talking about it, that, you know, maybe that we can just imagine. Well, we know the sun is up there, right? We can just imagine there's a glimmer of sunlight somewhere, whether we can see it or
not. Yep, there is.
Absolutely. So, Rob, I hear that you are running on the Democratic ticket for Clerk of Court.
I am.
So what prompted you to do that? Or have you held a public office before?
I have not held a public office before. And kind of the reason I'm running is I've always kind of been interested in politics. I've always cared what goes on in the community that we lived in. And, you know, I just got tired of sitting back and not having our elected officials being held accountable. So the opportunity presented itself last year. And so that's why here I am. We're in the home stretch of this campaign, and it's been a great one.
Well, good, good. So you've always had a passion for that.
Yes. I mean, I'm a lifelong Marion resident. I volunteer pretty heavily. So the community means a lot to me. And so I just want to basically do something different and just make Marion better.
Wow, that's very profound. Make Marion better. Yes, and we need that. We all need that. Well, I say congratulations on being able to run on the Democratic ticket for clerk of courts. And
thank you.
From what I understand, it has changed hands quite a few times here lately, right?
So my opponent was appointed in 2018 when Julie Cagle had resigned. And, you know, things were pretty bad under the Cagle administration. And unfortunately, things have gotten worse in some senses. And so, I mean, we just need somebody that can get in there and do great things with that office. I mean, the office can be successful, but it starts from the top of being a good leader. And when there's not a good leader at the forefront of the charge, it's not going to happen.
Right, and like you said, someone who's going to be accountable.
Yes, and you know, that's a big thing that I'm running. That's part of one of my four main points is being as accountability, and I want to be held accountable. So if, Linda, you had... If you wanted to come question me on the what the clerk's office is doing, I want to give you that right and come to me and ask questions and put me on the spot because we need that. I feel like there's not enough accountability in our community, and there's our elected officials who kind of want to be, like, they don't want to be asked questions in public, and I don't think that's right.
I don't think so either. You know, sometimes we just assume far too much that when a person is elected into an office that they got that, you know, oh, they got it. Everything is going well. If they're not asking for any questions or showing any signs of, I guess, panic or something like that, we just assume that they're doing a good job, you know.
Correct.
And like you said, we should come face to face with some people and just say, well,
yes,
how's it going, you know.
Yep. Or if you question a process that I implement in my office, come and ask me. Like, that's your right. We are elected by the people, and we answer to the people.
That's true. You work for us, right?
Exactly.
I think we forget that, too, sometimes. Until something really bad happens, or it's in our pocketbook, personally, you know.
Yep.
Well, I guess that's a good thing, though. And how long did, was it Cagle?
Yes.
How long did they have that position?
So Julie Cagle was elected three times, and I think she served a total of 18 years. So she was, a term is 4 years, and she was halfway through her third term, or fourth term, I can't remember. But yeah, she was elected three times, and so this would have been her fourth term if she was running.
Wow. It's sad to say that it was all a mess.
It was.
And all those years.
You know, I when we did some research on, like, the clerk of court's office for decades, I mean, it's always been like that. It's always been a mess. I talked to Mary Ellen Withrow, who's been a big supporter of mine, and she told me that she ran for clerk of courts a long time ago, and that was one of the only elections she's ever lost. But she said even back then, it was a mess. And, she, I mean, luckily for her, it was like a meant-to-be type thing, because if she was elected clerk of courts, she probably wouldn't had never served as treasurer of the United States.
Oh, wow. And you're right about that. Such a big... advantage and responsibility and representing our city and our state. That was huge.
Exactly.
That was really huge.
Yeah.
Wow. We have so much to be proud of being a Marion
icon.
We
absolutely do.
Warren G. Harding, you know, wow, we do. We have a lot to be proud of. Wow. Okay, so even back then, it was a mess. Now, this is all dealing with money, right?
Yeah. Well, like, what do you mean?
Clerk of courts, they keep records, or do they deal with cash?
They're the official record keeper of Marion County. So anything that comes in for the court system, they are in charge of. But they do deal with money, yes.
Okay. Yeah, money can be a tricky thing. It can be. If you're not accountable.
Correct.
Right. Yeah, that's the big, misstep there. You have to be accountable for what you're doing.
Absolutely.
So I know you said that you want to be accountable and you want people to be able to come up to you and ask you about anything that you're doing and how you're doing it. What else do you hope to bring to that office?
You know, I have a strong leadership background. I have a decade-long career in banking with an emphasis on customer service, leadership, and employee relations. And, you know, unfortunately, in the office right now, there is a high turnover rate. Her employee turnover rate is 115%. I mean, statistically, you want to be below 10%. So when an employer's employee retention goes above 10%, that means that there's an issue, let alone three digits. So we need a true leader, and I believe in servant leadership, and that means that I'm there to serve the people who work for me, and I'm there to serve the community that I work for, or the company. And, you know, employees that tend to work in that environment are usually happier, and the morale's high. And usually when that happens, employees produce quality work. When there's a leadership style that thrives on fear, intimidation, and retaliation, and then you get employees that currently work there and formerly work there say how toxic it is, I mean, yeah, there's going to be mistakes that happen. So that needs to change. I also think that we need somebody that is fiscally responsible. I mean, I balance my budget at work, and I deal with millions of dollars in the banking industry. I've also been on nonprofits where I've had to help balance a budget. And, you know, there are times where there's tough calls because you have to make some cuts. I was involved with the Marin Popcorn Festival, and we were always looking for ways to save money but make sure we had a good festival. So I know, and plus, I mean, being an elected official, you're dealing with taxpayer money. So when there's extraordinary cost with unemployment because of the high turnover rate, there's high cost because they want to renovate the office to make it more efficient. They want to ask for extra appropriate putting a security system in and stuff. Like, we got to think about that. Is that the right thing to do with our taxpayer money, being that Marion is in such a fiscal crisis? And then, you know, one thing, I want to implement a good customer service standard where everybody is treated the same and gets excellent customer service. And I hope that the thing that I can implement, this can implement in their offices as well.
Okay. That sounds pretty good. That sounds real good. I know I was telling when I was giving a little bit of your bio before you called in about the Marion Popcorn Festival. And what was your position there again?
So I was the assistant director from 2013 through 2016, or 2012. I was the assistant director for 4 years, and then I was the director for 2 years. And, you know, that was one of the best experiences of my life, because the greatest thing that I got out of the festival was first watching it come together.
Mm-hmm.
When you're downtown, the moment we shut those streets down, it starts. And then the moment, like, we pick up that last piece of trash at Sunday at 5 o'clock in the morning and you're super tired, it's all worth it.
Right.
But my favorite thing to do was to stand at the corner of Prospect Street and Church Street when the concert was going on, mm-hmm. and just watching the crowd enjoy the entertainment for that evening. You saw everybody. It was like Marion just put all their differences aside and just came together as one and just enjoyed a great festival. That will be my greatest takeaway from the festival.
Boy, did we miss it this year.
I know. Don't we all? I really missed out on my fair food this year.
Wow. Just to think, because we're in the age of COVID, a lot of things had to change. So what was that? What did that feel like to you to have to cancel the Popcorn Festival after all these years? What year would this have been?
So it would have been the 40th anniversary. So we had some big things planned for that. But, you know, when That was a tough call. I remember being on a couple Zoom calls with, because I'm on the permanent advisory board. And, you know, as much as I hated to say, like, but I said, you know, we have to cancel. It's just the right thing to do. I think the decision was taken very, like, Marion knew, like, it's okay. But we have good things planned for next year, so just stay tuned.
Oh, we will stay tuned. Absolutely. That is one of the thrills or come together times and festival times that we look forward to. And they already had to cancel, you know, the Marion County Fair, which comes once a year.
Yep.
Also, that was canceled. At least we did have the fireworks that night.
Yeah.
4th of July. So that kind of made up for it, you know. But the Popcorn Festival, which comes in September around Labor Day, after Labor Day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 40 years.
Yes, it would have been the 40th. So we are going to still do the 40th anniversary next year. So.
Yeah. I guess you have every right, because it would be 40 years still, right?
Yep.
Absolutely. Well, great, 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 great. We have really enjoyed you and look forward to you coming on the show and talking to you about your aspirations of being the clerk of courts and also sharing a little bit with us about the Popcorn Festival. And
anybody that hasn't voted yet, that make sure when you go to the polls, put parties aside, put politics aside, and vote for the person that's going to best represent you.
Well, that's a good word, because they say that we have already broken records, mail-in ballots and in-person early voting.
Yes. Hold so on. I encourage, the polls are open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday this week. I think they're open 8 to 4 on Saturday, 1 to 5 on Sunday.
Right. Weekend voting also. 1 week, Rob.
Yes, 1 week. So, but again, I thank you, Linda, for having me, and I hope to come back.
I hope you will, too, and thank you so much. And, hey, I wish you well next Wednesday.
Thank you.
I mean, next
thank
Tuesday.
Thank you. Yes, next Tuesday.
Okay. Thank you, Rob.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
Bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Well, that was our guest today, Rob Coons, who is running for clerk of courts on a Democratic ticket. And if you listen to his background as far as his responsibilities that he has been responsible for in the past 6 years, being assistant director and director of the Marion Popcorn Festival, it is a big deal. Like he said, he has dealt with millions of dollars. There have been 500,000 people who come to the Popcorn Festival in Marion, Ohio, and they have come from all over the world, believe it or not. And even Paul Newman, he had gotten into popcorn, and I think his brand of popcorn is always on the streets of the Marion Popcorn Festival, right? And also, we are the home of President Warren G. Harding. Also, his large monument is situated in Marion, Ohio, out on Route 95, yeah, out by the hospital and across from the cemetery. His home that he lived in, him and his wife, is also here in Marion, Mount Vernon Avenue, and they have just finished the Harding Library, President Harding Library, and it is a beautiful structure. And right now, because of COVID, I think it's completed. They may be still doing a little bit of work on it, but we probably won't be able to take advantage of it because of COVID. And if so, it may even be 2021, but it is also beautiful. It is also beautiful. So we have a lot to be thankful here in Marion, Ohio. Our mayor, Scott Schertzer, I think this is his third or fourth run as being mayor of our fair city. And we really look up to him, too. He is a mayor that is He likes to be amongst the people and share with the good things that's going on. When there's bad things going on, you don't have to worry about him tucking his head and running, okay? So Marion is a pretty decent town. At least, you know, we live here. We love it here. We're trying to make it better, like Rob Coons was saying. And we wish him well during the election. Also, Tara Dyer, she was here earlier on the Democratic ticket. She's running on change. We need change. A lot of these people who are in office, they are in office till they die or just can't make it, you know, to be there. So she's younger and she's running for a county commissioner. And I wish her well in her endeavor. God bless them both. God bless them all that are running, who really wants to do good for our city. And not to do bad, because we're just living in that day and time, being in the age of COVID and things just being so unsure that we need more clarity about things nowadays and not take so much for granted. I saw a dear friend today and he said that he had been sick. He's a pastor and he said, but God brought him through. He's bringing him around again. And he said, I took a lot of things for granted. And I told him, I said, you know what? Nobody can whoop you like I say whoop you, beat that butt, like some people may say, like God can, and still spare your life. But he'll let you know exactly why you're being chastised. And a lot of people don't believe in chastising their children, and more or less their children end up chastising the parents because they didn't take authority or rule over their children. You know, you don't want a child to raise himself and to think that he can just do anything that he wants to do. That is not the way. That is never the way, because we just can't do anything. I just can't do anything I want to do without there being repercussions and things that I have to deal with that didn't turn out right. I mean, you just can't run and hide like an ostrich and stick your head in the ground and just think everything's going to go around you and be okay. No. You have to be accountable for those things. As Rob was saying, accountability in your elected officials. And if it's not going like you think it should go, or if you have a question, question them. How's it going? I heard this wasn't going right. You know, that's what I like about candidate night. And I think a lot of that was canceled because of COVID, where you can ask questions to them and find out how they are going to respond. And a lot of times they don't really know how they're going to respond until it actually happens. But maybe they do have an idea of how they would handle such a situation, you know. And some things, you know, it might not even turn out that way that you would be able to implement that action. Now, when I think about the president and him being an elected official, there is... Supreme Court, also Congress and the Senate. He really has to answer to those bodies, governmental bodies. He's not really not at will to just do what he wants to do. Now, he can write executive orders with the pen, yes. But when, you know, they should be, that's how a president is held accountable. So it shouldn't matter what office you are in, you should be able to be held accountable for what you're doing and how you're doing it. And just to think, Mary Ellen Withrow, if the clerk of courts was a mess when she ran for clerk of courts, and that had to be, I can't even imagine how long ago that was, because she served U.S. Treasury in Washington, D.C. You know, I think she was the head of the Treasury in Columbus, Ohio, and she started here, right here in Marion, Ohio. You know, she signed money. Her signature is on, I think, it's a $1 bill, possibly $5 bill and 10 or something like that. Mary Ellen Withrow, you know, who resides here today. I think she just turned, what was that, 80 or 90? I think she just turned 90 years old, still driving. She comes and she's on the radio all the time. She would drive herself here and drive herself back home. She has a library. I think the place, the name of that place is Primrose. Is it Primrose? But she has her own library, her paraphernalia of her career, her life in D.C., Washington, D.C., and probably pictures of the dollar bills that she had signed and things like that. And she's still going strong, and I thank God for her, her strength. She encourages me to go on. She opened doors for many women. Many women. Yes, she did, for many women. And we thank Mary Ellen Withrow for that. Matter of fact, she was my guest. I think it was last month. We celebrated her 90th birthday here on the station, and then she had her own birthday party. Okay, Mary Ellen, a woman after my own heart. Can you imagine that? But yes, she did. Yes, she did. She's a great lady. Great, great lady. I'm glad to have known her. Absolutely. To know her and can talk with her and share things with her. And she can share things with me. You know, women need women. We should not be women that we can find words and time and to put other women down. It don't matter what color you are, what you look like. You're a woman, right? We're all women that are women. Let's be women and let's love one another. And let's treat one another as we want to be treated, okay? Wow, I am really loving this show. And to talk to Rob, wow, it made me miss the popcorn festival all over again. I come down there on that corner of Main Street and Center West Center Street, you know, and I would get those dumplings, apple dumplings with that scoop of ice cream. Oh, my, my, my. That didn't happen this year. So hopefully, Lord bless and say the same. Marion Popcorn Festival will be on again 2021 in September after Labor Day. So, we only have a few more minutes on the show, and let me see what else I can come up with. I hope I have not bored you at all. Okay? Yeah. Don't forget to nurture yourself, your life. Okay? Find the good in you, no matter how small, within yourself. Tend to it, nurture it, nourish it, just as you would the plants in your garden. You know, there have really been some on fire thought for the days popping up on my email. And this is a powerful one, just like the one I read yesterday. It was powerful, and I just meditated it on it all day. All day. Can you believe this is the last week of October and this Saturday is Halloween? Huh? Trick or treat night? And we are having that here in Marion, Ohio. And I think it starts at 5:30 until 7:30. So if your children are out, please be extra careful with them. Just don't send them out on their own. Please accompany them, adults. Accompany your children. We're still in the age of COVID. We have to be mindful and protect one another. I saw on TV how people were trying to go through some different ways of giving out candy to the people or children that would come by or knock on their doors. You know, I even seen robots going outside in the garage, driveway or sidewalk. And throwing candy in their bags, you know. So it is a tradition. Halloween is. But also be careful. It's usually wet and cold on Halloween night. If it's not wet, believe me, it's cold. And there are usually leaves everywhere. And behold, Lord bless and say the same. It will be November the 1st. A week from, well, Sunday. This coming Sunday, we will be in November. And guess what? Thanksgiving. Huh? You got your turkey, got your ham. Maybe you're cooking, what they call it? I don't know. Whatever kind of meat that you celebrate with on Thanksgiving. A goose or whatever. Do you have all that you need? And we just want to say thank you for listening to A Voice of a People here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. Just want to say thank you for your continued support, for listening in. This is a radio station. It's mostly all talk radio, which is, you know, you don't find too much of that. But, and don't forget to download that app, free app on your phone called TuneIn and search WWGH on any electronic device. Okay? Well, I assume I'm out of time. I kind of manually am on the air right now, but I think we're running out of time. So I'm going to sign off at this moment, and I would like to say thank you once again. Lord bless and say the same. I'll see you next week. I'm on Monday and Tuesday from 4:15 until 5 p.m. And I may be on, right now, that's my schedule, okay, from 4:15 till 5 p.m. That's Monday and Tuesday. So, thank you. And I'm going to say this. Until next time, be blessed. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you.